Hey everyone, welcome back to the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. Today I want to talk to you about the power of setting goals, making a plan, and writing a to-do list. Sounds simple, but it's very effective and very important if you want to be successful. It's Saturday, I'm in the office, you know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice, and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, and anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, and put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or just wasting time. Maximize bonus time, get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, or work on the weekend to be great. This is the Saturday Morning Hustle. And today we're going to talk about something simple, but very, very effective, very efficient, and very impactful on your running a business or pursuing success. That is simply setting goals every week, making a plan, and writing a to-do list. Simple, but effective. So what I'm talking about is, for me, Sunday evening, you've had the whole weekend, you start thinking about the next week, making a plan for the next week. Look at your calendar. Pull out your phone. Look at your calendar. Look at what you have scheduled for the week, what's happening, and then make a plan by setting goals. I'll explain that. Make your plan and then write all this down in a to-do list and sync it with your calendar physically or just simply on the same sheet of paper or on the same application that puts everything in front of you so that you know what your week holds, you know what you need to prepare for, you know if you're on track or not and what you're trying to achieve. So off the top, setting goals. What do I mean by setting goals? Well, what do you want to achieve this week? What you achieve this week is part of what you achieve this month, which is part of what you achieve this quarter and a part of what you achieve for the year. Now, ultimately, we want to achieve the highest levels of success, but we have to break those down into smaller goals or objectives and do things in a certain order, right? So what do you need to do? It's July of 2023. What do you need to do, the halfway point of the year, in order to get you to the next goal that you're working on? So set a goal for the week. The week is a good segment size. It's not so compact like a single day where if you miss your goal, you're going to feel a failure or feel like you're not in the right place, but not so long like a month that you can't have regular check-ins and make sure you're on track for your big ultimate goals, which you're trying to achieve for the year. So each week is a good segment for moving you forward for something that's achievable and measurable. And if you hit your goal, you're on track. And if you don't hit your goal, it won't be the end of the world because you have time to adjust next week as you set new goals, different goals, or revisit the goals you set this week because you have not achieved them yet. You can move your goals forward with you every week if necessary, but try to create some goals, big goals to achieve that you've already set for the year, bigger goals for smaller goals than that, but still bigger for the quarter, for the month, etc. So how are you going to break those down into weekly goals? What do I need to achieve this week? Who do I need to talk to? Who do I need to email? What project do I need to get completed? What invoices do I need to send? What bills do I need to pay? What assets do I need in the building, etc.? These are goals, things that can be obtained, things that can be measured, things that can tell you you're on the right track or you're not. Sometimes you set a goal and you miss the goal, but you get what you need in order to move on. And that's okay too. But you won't know and you won't achieve, and you won't be organized and focused on doing these things if you don't write them down as goals. So, goals for the week. Need to make a certain number of sales calls. Need to send a certain number of emails. I need to specifically connect with this person or this organization to do a thing. I need to purchase something that'll be available for something else that's upcoming. I need to learn a skill. I need to do some research. Whatever it is, set goals for the week. Know what you need to achieve and put them right up top, right in front of you. Now, it's unrealistic to think if you had 50 goals in a week, unless they're really small goals, that you could achieve them. But you also can't have one singular goal for the week because that's probably too big If you do, you need to break that down into smaller subsets or objectives. Goals and objectives. Objectives are your subset. So if your goal is to sell $1,000 worth of your product this week, you can break that down into $200 a day, 5 days in the week, adds up to $1,000. So goals and objectives will help you make sure you're on that path. If you need to sell $200 a day to achieve your $1,000 a week goal, and you're 2 or 3 days in and you have not achieved those objectives, you're not or unlikely to achieve your goal. So you need to make adjustment, you need to make change, you need to work harder, work longer, do something different so that the second half of the week is not the outcome for the first half of the week if the outcome is not on the right path. But if you're achieving your objectives, then reaching your goal is very realistic. So set goals and understand what you're trying to do. If your goals are too big, break them down into objectives or manageable subsets of your goals. Objectives, goals, and objectives then lead you to strategy, which is your plan, then your tactics, how you're going to execute it, which is listed on your to-do list, and ultimately measurement. If you have goals, objectives, strategy, tactic, and measurement, you now have a cycle of achieving small things, big things, and the, achieving the big picture, all working at the same time. So we've set our goals and objectives. Now we need a strategy, which is making a plan. The second half of this conversation, make a plan. It's not enough to have goals. Here's what I want to achieve this week. How will you achieve it? I'm not talking about picking up the phone. I'm not talking about sending an email. I'm not talking about counting a certain thing or writing a check. I'm talking about what is going to be necessary in order to achieve the goal. Do you need to do research before you speak to someone? Do you need to have something in place, physical, digital, or otherwise, in order to have that conversation, to have the sales pitch, to whatever it is you're trying to do? If you're going to have a conversation with an employee, do you need to understand what you need to get out of that? Little things that tell you what can get be done and how you do it is your strategy. Strategy is focusing on your strengths, avoiding your weaknesses, and being situational, understand your competition, understand the market, understand the audience, understand who you're selling to, etc. Those are all of the components of strategy. If you're trying to figure out what aspects of the strategy to focus on and achieve goals, that is when you make a plan. If I do A, then I can achieve B, which will get me to C, which will then allow me to achieve the goal. That is a plan. If you need to be prepared for a meeting or for a conversation, you can't show up at the meeting without doing the preparation. If the meeting's on Wednesday, you need to be prepared Monday and or Tuesday in order for the Wednesday meeting. If you're not prepared, you need to move the meeting from Wednesday to another part of the week. These are the plans you have in place. If I'm going to achieve something on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, I need to have the support elements, the assets, the information, the tools in place before that. The plan is, what do I need to get when and how does it work so that I ultimately achieve my objectives, which lead me to my goals? So putting it down in writing, putting it into a plan, putting it into a system that you can organize yourself with will allow you to achieve your objectives, which will lead you to your goals. That's why it's important to have a plan. You got to work smart, then work hard. Be organized, put everything into place, and then move forward with the best ideas, the best strategy, the best potential for success in your plan. Also, when you have a plan, when you have a written idea of what you're trying to achieve, you can determine along the way if it's working or not, if you should continue doing it, or you need to make adjustments or major changes or a pivot in the idea. If you have planned it, if you have organized it, you can measure it and then do more of what works and less of what doesn't. That adjustment, the ability to change, the ability to do what's necessary when it's necessary, the ability to focus on what works and ignore the things that don't, that's where success comes from. The success comes from the beneficial management of change. If it's working, stick with it. If it's not, change. The things you change ultimately put you over the top, get you from your objectives to your goals. Now, why do you need a to-do list? you have a plan, if you've set goals, why do you need a to-do list? Because now we're getting into tactical execution. And just like the plan, certain tactics, certain execution has to be done in a certain order because A has to come before B, has to come before C. You can't put out great social media posts until you have written the copy, until you've created the audio or the video or the graphic asset to go with it. If I have a post that goes up on Wednesday, I need to create the graphic or the video on Monday or Tuesday. I need to have all those things in place and ready for the software or for the scheduling or for the web portal before Wednesday, if Wednesday is my goal. So by putting a to-do list together, you prioritize what needs to be first, what's necessary, and what happens so that other things can happen behind it. That keeps you organized. By prioritizing and organizing, priorities are the things that have the most impact. Organizing are the things that can be done at the same time or simultaneously or support each other. It also reminds you how far you are along in the process. If it's early in the week, it's okay to be at the top of the to-do list. But if it is late in the week, you need to be down the bottom of the to-do list. It will keep you focused on what you need to achieve because you have a simple list of what has to happen. That will allow you to focus on what you need to do and have to continue to do, how far you are in the process, if you're behind, ahead of schedule, etc. You'll also be able to collaborate. You'll also be able to see things that maybe are in common. Going back to maybe a social media post, if you're writing copy for that, maybe you write a similar piece of copy for other social media posts at the same time. You're creating a video like this one. There's potential for the long video, the short video, snippets, etc. Working on them in tandem, when you make the video, understanding you're going to chop it up into little bits, that you're going to do things that support other aspects of your marketing, of your promotions, of your communications, you can collaborate by seeing the same items listed on your to-do list and making a note to yourself, right? Literally, draw a line. When I do this, I need to remember to also do this so that I can use it later in the week or for something different. Make it a collaborative effort. The support items necessary. If you're making a video like this one, you need the camera, you need the microphone, you need the light, you need the location. You need to prepare for these things. If you're creating graphics, you need elements to go into it. If you're writing copy, you need to understand the facts, you need to know what you're trying to do, you need the background information before you start writing it. If all of this needs to come together as part of a campaign, you need to do those things in a certain order and create the assets, the support assets, in order to make the campaign work. Having a to-do list will allow you to understand that. Maybe move things up and down priority-wise because they're collaborative, because they take longer to do, or because certain things have to be done in a certain order. Having it in a simple to-do list will allow you to be organized with that. And then finally, if there are things on the list you did not get this week, the end of the last day of the week, you're now going to your weekend or your time off or you're taking the break before you recharge again and do it all over again next week with the same goal or different goals, anything left on that list can be carried over to next week. Next week's list should start with the bottom of this week's list. Some of those things are at the bottom because they have the lowest impact, they have the lowest priority. Or there other things were necessary before you could even attain them. If you didn't get them done on time, you definitely want to carry them over and achieve them next week. That's why it's important that we work in weeks instead of months. If I have something that goes from week to week, it's fine. But if it goes from month to month, it takes too long and ultimately we've lost opportunity. So carryover allows you to take the bottom part of your to-do list, carry it over to the next week, or realize it has such a low priority that you maybe don't need to do it at all, and you can finally eliminate it from the to-do list. This is why setting goals, making a plan, and writing a to-do list each and every week is super important, is super impactful, will be effective and efficient for your pursuit of success. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Again, this week, I appreciate you guys so much. It's Saturday. We're in the office together because we hustle on Saturdays because we're trying to be great. Well, know that 9 to 5, Monday through Friday stuff, we do that. And we do just a little bit more in order to get ourselves in a better position. So make sure you check out all the social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and the Facebook fan page. Not on Threads, so no plan on doing that anytime soon, but you never know. Check out the YouTube videos, and of course, check out the Saturday Morning Hustle on your favorite podcast platform each and every Saturday. Leave a review, leave a comment, tell a friend. I would really appreciate that. You can get your Entrepreneur AF, Saturday Morning Hustle, Coffee and Donuts, and the new Work Smart, Work Hard swag. All the past episodes, the bonus material, everything is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.